to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast, the online resource designed to help young professionals navigate their careers. This is episode number 10, and this is a very, very special episode because not only is it the end of season one, in the spirit of the upcoming elections here in the UK, this is also my general election special. At 24 years old, this week's guest, Victoria Fowler, is one of the youngest candidates to run. Now, Vicky, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi there, Charity. My name is Vicky Fowler. I'm the Labour Party parliamentary candidate for Nuneaton. Just to give you a bit of information about who I am and how I came to stand for election in the 2015 general election. I was born in Nuneaton, I grew up in Nuneaton, I went to local schools. When I went to university, I went to Warwick University, so it's quite close to Nuneaton. Mm-hmm. And during my time at university, I got more and more involved in the Labour Party and had the opportunity to stand for election to the local borough council. And I did so and was successful, and I was a councillor for 3 years. And then since graduating, I've had several different jobs. My most recent job, and the job I've sort of on sabbatical for at the moment, is as a tutor at King Edward VI College in Nuneaton. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that job. At the moment, I'm obviously sort of campaigning full time for the election, with just a few days to go until polling day, so we're really busy.
Well, I can imagine. So, for those of us who don't know, what's your kind of day to day job look like as a parliamentary candidate and as well as a councillor when you were one?
My sort of full-time job at the moment is campaigning for the parliamentary election. Mm-hmm. But, you know, on a day-to-day basis, we're out there knocking doors several times a day. so we're out for many, many hours speaking to people on the doorstep, which, you know, I really enjoy, because actually you're meeting new people every single day and getting to know about their lives and different issues that are important to them. Mm-hmm. But we also do a lot of other things. We obviously deliver leaflets. So we've got teams of volunteers that will go out and deliver literature so people know what we're standing for, what we're campaigning for, you know, what we want to do in the, you know, if we win the election. Mm-hmm. We also go out and meet different community groups. I'll often do Q&As with different community groups. I go to coffee mornings. I get invited to different community events. So, for example, last weekend, you know, I got to meet some young mums at a young mums club, and that was really nice, from speaking to different people. Mm-hmm. And we give speeches, as people would probably expect most politicians to do, you know, it's just about being visible and meeting people and talking to them.
Oh wow, sounds like a packed agenda almost every day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and of course, sort of people will email us or write to us. Or perhaps I'll even pop into our office and sort of say, you know, are you able to help me with this? Or can I get involved in the campaign? So, mm-hmm. you know, all hands to the deck, really, particularly at this point in time, with just a few days to go until the election.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to kind of the people who have this opinion of politics and the world of politics as kind of a old man's game, you know, something to be disinterested in? How do you see it, and how would you speak to young, not only voters, but people who are interested in, you know, taking on a role in politics?
Well, you know, often people will say to me that they don't know much about politics, so they try and sort of not get involved, or they don't think they should vote if they don't know, you know, different things, you know, about the economy or whatever. And I just say, look, you don't need to know everything about politics to get involved and have a say. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, politics comes down to the way you perceive the world and what you think is important and what campaigns you think are important to work on. So, you know, we've got obviously I'm a younger candidate than most, mm-hmm. but we've also got a really young campaign team as well. So, you know, whether it's my campaign managers or our youth officer in the Labour Party locally, we're all out there meeting new people and getting them involved. So mm-hmm. we've got a real range of people, from our youngest volunteer who's 14 right through to some of our members who are, you know, in their 90s. And I think actually that's what politics is all about, making sure that people of different ages and different backgrounds and different experiences and beliefs and ideas come together and do what they think is right for the community. So actually politics is really simple. Mm-hmm. It's just about sort of saying, I think this is right, I think this is wrong, and I think we can do this to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, sometimes we'll have disagreements with each other on how we sort of, you know, see things, but we work it out and say, well, actually, if we go down this path, ultimately we'll get the answer that we're both looking for.
Mm-hmm. And for sort of young parliamentarians particularly who want to break into the field, what have been some of the kind of key takeaways you've had working both as a councillor but also working with politicians to get things done?
I think you have to remember that things can't be done in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately anything you're working on that's, you know, important to you will take time, and you've got to stick with that and not give up hope. So sometimes you might set out to achieve something one way and it might not work, and it's about using that initiative and using sort of contacts and other people's knowledge and experience to find other ways around it and to achieve whatever it is you set out to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, one of the biggest things I took away as a councillor, and you know, we've sort of kept at the heart of our campaign for this election as well, is about, you know, working with people on all kinds of issues. So it might be something really local or really personal to them, or it might be that they've got a vision for the country nationally and want to know how you're going to vote in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
But both are just as important as one another, whether it's helping someone in their own home or whether it's voting a certain way in Parliament. They're both as valuable and both as important to that individual, but also to the wider community, because ultimately if people are sort of seeing things happen and making change, then it doesn't matter where that change starts or ends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I think one thing that I always look at when people talk about politicians or people that seem quote-unquote far away is that they're actually not, and it's about making that change. So I think it's quite important that you have touched upon that as well. And looking at sort of those who say that politicians are flawed because they don't really answer the questions, what would your kind of advice be to someone who's looking to improve their public speaking, for example, and answer questions in the right way?
I think you've got to be really honest with people. I think that's number one. And as a consequence of being really honest with people, sometimes that means you give answers that they perhaps don't want to hear or don't agree with or don't accept. But it's about being brave enough to say it anyway, if that's what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, people say, you know, they saw that politician's not giving us the answer. Perhaps they are giving the answer, but it's not what you want to hear. But ultimately, if they're really not giving any kind of indication on where they stand, then that's a real shame, because I think people respect people who are honest with them, even if they disagree with them. And sometimes it's, you know, it can be quite challenging when you're sort of perhaps standing in front of a room of people who are asking you to pledge your support for something, perhaps, you know, building and, you know, I don't know, something new in the community. It might cost billions of pounds.
Mm-hmm.
To do that all across the country, but you can't sort of perhaps stand there and promise something if you don't know how you're going to deliver it. And I think if you have that sort of frank conversation with people saying, look, this is what we'd like to do,
mm-hmm.
let's put our heads together and work out how we're going to do it, then that's a better conversation to have with people than just either promising the earth or trying to avoid the question.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, treat people, you know, with respect and answer honestly, and just be straight with people and say, well, okay, I agree with you, but how are we going to do it?
Mm-hmm. And how did you personally kind of gain that kind of confidence, or that those, what would be your key tips for kind of publicly addressing people and, you know, being able to convey a message succinctly, not only to your peers, but to kind of superiors and maybe people older than you as well?
I think, first of all, you have to be, you have to know what you stand for, and you have to some extent stick by that, although of course you can sort of listen to other people and pick up their good ideas as well.
Mm.
And you have to enjoy doing it. You know, there's no point trying to be in politics if you don't enjoy talking to people and you know, having discussions about different things and working out how you're going to achieve something. So if you enjoy meeting people and talking about different things, then you're sort of onto a winner. I think you'll find your own way of communicating with people. I don't think any politician does it in quite the same way. Everyone's got their own style or take on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about being truthful with yourself and sort of saying, well, this is how I'm going to sort of approach this and this is my style of doing it. And some people perhaps appear more or less confident, but, you know, you'll find your way eventually.
Okay. And what would be your kind of advice to aspiring politicians, whether they be the type that will want to sit on the green benches or those who want to work more in the policy side of things and kind of even the community activists? What is your advice for someone of your age or below to kind of say, look, guys, this is the formula to success, according to me?
Oh, good question, Charity. Where do I start? I think it doesn't matter really how old you are. I'd urge anyone to get involved in politics if they believe they've got a real sort of cause or passion, sort of fire in their belly to sort of go out and achieve something for their community. And I think it comes back to that.
And how did you yourself become involved in politics, and how did that journey transcend?
I got involved in politics because I saw things happening in the local community that I didn't really agree with. For example, there was huge cuts to the youth service, there was huge cuts to adult social care, and ultimately I just thought, actually, these people are probably some of the most vulnerable people in our community and should be standing up and making sure that their services are protected.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't really happening. And so, you know, I went out there armed with the clipboard and petition and sort of said to people, right, are you going to support this campaign so we can protect services for these people? And I think ultimately, you know, whatever you want to do in politics, it has to start from sort of a real organic, you know, in a really organic way like that. And if you see something that you think is unjust or unfair, and you're going out there and campaigning, and you're not afraid to put in the hard work to actually go out with that clipboard, probably in the rain, in a busy street as people are trying to do their sort of weekly shop or whatever, then I think ultimately you've probably got what it takes to be a good politician, because it's just literally about making sure that things in your community are happening in the way that you want them to happen, and that people are engaged and interested. And, you know, if you're out there campaigning on those issues, then that's all you can do, and hopefully people will come along with you.
Oh, okay. I mean, I remember, because we did Youth Parliament together, so I remember you being very, very much an opinionated, very passionate young lady. And so it's very exciting to see how your journey's kind of expanded. And I hope all the best for you on Thursday.
Thank you ever so much, Charlotte. It's very kind.
And for people who want to get in touch with you, be it for kind of more tips, advice, or just want to send you kind of support your way, how do they do that?
Okay, so people can telephone our office on 02476 641 375, or they can visit our website, which is www.victoriafowler.co.uk, or they can email our team, which is teamvicky@outlook.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter as well, so feel free to post messages on our Facebook wall. We'll try and get back to you as soon as possible.
Brilliant. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you ever so much, Charity.
And thank you guys so very much for listening in. As always, you can find more information on makemeapro.wordpress.com. You can subscribe and download the podcast on iTunes, or you can like the Facebook page. And if you want to get in touch with me directly, you can find me on Twitter at Miss Mende, or you can give me a Google on LinkedIn. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the podcast, this is the end of season one, but fear not, I will be back in July with more exciting interviews, more insight, and hopefully more ideas from you listening in as well. Until next time, guys.